You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 17th, 2021, St. Patrick's Day, and the head of the Department of Homeland Security appearing before members of Congress and insisting again, we don't have a crisis. We don't have a crisis. Here's what he told the House Homeland Security Committee with all these thousands now crossing our border. Nearly 4,000 migrant children were being held by Border Patrol as of Sunday. 3,000 have been in custody longer than the 72 hours set by a court order. And Biden is saying, well, they're not getting the right message. The message is you can come, but not right now. So now, while he's saying that, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary is setting up a plan to help them come in properly or something. Here's what he told the House Homeland Security Committee. A crisis is when a nation is willing to rip a 9-year-old child out of the hands of his or her parent and separate that family to prevent, or rather to deter, future migration. To me, that is a humanitarian crisis. Oh, yeah, you know, they're talking about Trump separating adults from children. That's what they're doing right now, the Biden administration is. And in some cases, the children are just being sent across the border by themselves. So the parent already made a decision to push them across. And 9-year-old child, I mean, in many cases, they were younger children than that. But that's what they consider to be a crisis. And it's happening even now, but they're not going to call it that. And in fact, Nancy Pelosi, though, did say, kind of admitting, there's a crisis, but we're working on it. And the thing you need to keep in mind, she said, President Biden has only been in office for 2 months. Give him a chance. Yeah, right. In 2 months, look what he's done. And he's not done. Biden says he will be able to get Democrat votes to support his plans for a major tax hike, the first time in nearly 30 years. He wants to raise the corporate tax rate from 21 to 28%, raise capital gains, expand estate taxes. This, of course, is what Trump greatly reduced and brought a lot of countries, really companies, back to the U.S., saying we'll make it easier and better for you, won't be as expensive. Now watch what happens. And also, Biden wants Americans to wear a mask until everyone is, in fact, vaccinated. Everyone has to be vaccinated. Then you don't have to wear it. The vaccine is supposed to give you protection. You should not have to wear the mask after that. And yet you watch Nancy Pelosi and other members of the Democrats, when they're standing up talking to reporters, they have a mask on every time, talking about, I want burger and fries with that. And, you know, I want some large fries, no small fries. Yeah, I don't understand that either. But they continue to do that. If they're wearing a mask after getting a vaccine, that's telling me that they don't think the vaccine works. Is that it? President Trump was asked by Maria Bartiromo on a special interview about should you get the vaccine? And President Trump says, yes, you should. He said, I did it. The First Lady did it. Biden has had it. Yes, you should get it. Of course, you should make your own decision. And there are some Republican congressmen say, I'm not going to do it. Me, I haven't decided yet. I don't plan on it. Let me put it this way. But we do know you cannot, or at least Democrats are fighting against anything that would require legal immigrants coming into the, I say illegal immigrants coming in to have a COVID-19 test. And if they're positive, they're not to be allowed in. That makes sense, right? Since we're in the sense of facing a pandemic, illegals coming across, if you have COVID-19, you wouldn't want them in, would you? Democrats say, no, you can't keep them out because they have a positive test. New York Governor Cuomo supposedly involved in the writing of a letter that his inner circle was passing around to tarnish one of the women accusing him of sexual harassment. He apparently was taking part in it. Joe Biden finally saying, well, if Cuomo's found true on all this that he probably should resign and there might be a criminal investigation. A Politico Morning Consult poll says the majority of Americans support fencing around the U.S. Capitol, 55%. I don't really believe that, but if you're going to believe one poll, you kind of wonder if the same or through. This showed that 73% of Democrats say it's necessary. That I believe. And the word came out today from the White House, you need to put this on your calendar. This could be bigger than December 25th. March 25th could be bigger. March 25th. That is the date that Biden is apparently going to hold his first official news conference. Well, we'll see.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Today, they're coming in. You take a look. They're coming in from all foreign countries. I see they're coming in now from Yemen. They're coming in from the Middle East. They're coming in from everywhere. They're dropping them off, and they're pouring into our country. It's a disgrace. They're going to destroy our country if they don't do something about it.
That is President Trump in an interview he did with Maria Bartiromo of Fox News, talking about how the illegals continued to come across. And the Biden policy has been basically, come on. Now, if you put that question directly to Biden and the administration, they're saying, well, we're saying we want you to come, but not right now. That message is not getting through. It's not getting through, even if that's their intent. Let me read you some quotes here from Texas Congressman Cuellar, because he raised that question with some of those who are actually coming across the border. Now, again, Congressman Henry Cuellar, Democrat of Texas, he knows what's happening at the border. He said, I asked some people this question. One, the friends, the neighborhood, the friends and cousins network, hey, guess what? He said, this is what I'm getting. My friends, cousins, network, so forth, they're coming across. We got here. You should come over. This is the time to do it. Number one. He said, and then you have the drug cartels that are aggressively marketing because anytime they get somebody, they make money. He said, those two messages are being heard right now. This message from the Biden administration, don't come now, come later, with all due respect, is not being heard down in Central America or Mexico. In fact, he said, I was at a center in Carrizo Springs, where that's where they would set up a camp for many of the illegal children. He said, I asked that question of the 16 and 17-year-olds there. I asked them, what message are you hearing? And they said, well, we keep seeing TV images in Central America about people getting across. So there's Congressman Cuellar saying, see, they see the image. They want to get here before it is shut down. He said, I told the former Secretary Jay Johnson, former Homeland Security Secretary for Obama, you got to show some images that you're actually returning people. Show that you're returning the adults. Show you're turning them back. He said, plus, when the president of Mexico calls our president the migrant president, that gives more hope for people to come across. He said, Latin America is seeing a very different, or hearing a very different message from what the Biden administration says they're trying to portray. Now, Nancy Pelosi, in an interview with MSNBC, said, we are aware of the issue down there, and she did kind of concede crisis. She doesn't really like using the word because the administration doesn't want to call it a crisis. But she said, the president hasn't been in office 2 months. Give him a chance. Nancy, 2 months ago, before he became the president, this was not happening. Well, actually, some of it had started happening before he took the oath of office because they expected he was going to do as he said. We'll open the borders. Everyone welcome. So today, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas is appearing before members of Congress, as I mentioned in news and commentary at the top of the hour. And he says, a crisis is when a nation is willing to rip a 9-year-old out of the hands of his or her parent, separate that family to deter future immigration. He said, that's a humanitarian crisis. These guys are very good about reshaping words. They don't call these detention centers anymore. They are reception centers. And they got a mess of them. They got 4,000 migrant children being held by the Border Patrol as of Sunday. 4,000. 3,000 in custody, longer than the 72-hour limit set by the court order. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew, Republican of New Jersey, in talking to Mayorkas while he was testifying, said, look at this. He showed a crowd of demonstrators in Tijuana, Mexico. They all had those matching T-shirts with the words, Biden, please let us in. And he said, that picture circulated on social media. He said, I look at 2 months ago, we had a certain situation. We were under control. 2 months ago, again, Biden was not president. Now, Congressman Jeff Van Drew says, I look at people now crossing the border illegally in much larger numbers with shirts with our president's name on it. That means something under anybody's standard. Biden is saying, I can say quite clearly, don't come over. That was part of an interview aired on ABC. He can say that, but it's not getting there. And while he's got his Secretary of Homeland Security, while he's saying that, Homeland Security Secretary is still preparing ways to bring people in. Congressman Dan Crenshaw was being interviewed about what's coming across the border. Now, he picked up on an issue which we brought to your attention. Well, we've mentioned it numerous times before. But just yesterday, again, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican in California, said there are people on the terrorist watch list that are coming across and that we've caught some, but obviously we haven't caught all of them. And a New York congressman was at the border and he said one of the Border Patrol officials say that those people are on the list. He said, what list? He said, the terrorist watch list. So clearly we had them coming across, but again, the administration doesn't want to acknowledge it. So you have to consider that if terrorists see that you can just flow across our border, don't you think they'd take advantage of it? I mean, what kind of terrorist would you be if you say, oh, I'm going to pass on that opportunity. I'll see if I can fly in a plane. That ain't going to happen. Now, they've had 4 confirmed terrorists. Others are on the list, and 4 of them are actually terrorists that they've already taken into custody. Here's Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Texas.
That's just the ones we've caught. And the Democrats got fact-checked pretty quickly on that after Kevin McCarthy claimed that, and it was confirmed by press reports. By the way, we just learned that the Biden administration is telling Border Patrol not to allow ride-alongs from the press. So they really don't want this truth getting out. Here's the thing. When you have hundreds and hundreds of people paying the drug cartels a peso, about $300 per person, they get to cross the river, and then they tie up Border Patrol's hands. They're bringing children with them. They're bringing unaccompanied minors. And Border Patrol, instead of patrolling the border, well, they become babysitters. They become bus drivers. They become nurses. And you know what they're not doing? They're not looking for those people on a terrorist watch list. They're going in between, right? There's a distraction over here, and the bad guys who don't want to get caught come through over here. So that's just a fraction of what's going through.
Just a fraction. And you know that's got to be true. Common sense would tell you if they caught four that were confirmed terrorists, others got through. We've been saying this for months, of course, even during the Trump administration, even back during the Obama administration, that probably good chances are jihadists are going to Mexico and then trying to come across our border in the south like that. And how many jihadist cells do you think are now inside our country? We might wake up tomorrow with several explosions and start getting a picture. Or maybe not tomorrow, but next week, the next week, at some point. For those hell-bent on destroying this nation and killing Americans, they'll use whatever tactic they can to get in. And if you're going to allow, basically, yeah, come on across the border, they're going to not just use it, they're going to exploit it. That just makes sense. So what Biden is doing right now with this current policy, he is clearly helping terrorists. Does he intend to? I would say no, he doesn't intend to. But what he's doing leads to that. That means his intention means nothing. What do we have as a fact, a result? And then Congressman Dan Crenshaw says there's something else Biden is doing. He's really doing something that is really going to help the drug cartels. Listen to this, please.
There's a real crisis on the border. The Biden administration won't admit it, and they created it by executive orders rescinding Trump's policies that were actually working.
However, the head of DHS just yesterday said the border's secure. What would you say to him?
Well, they're lying. I mean, we have an unprecedented crisis. Look, in the past month, we're looking at about 100,000 people crossing per month. And by the way, that adds up to about $30 million in the drug cartel's pockets when you calculate how much it costs for one person to go across. The Biden administration is literally funding the Mexican drug cartels.
Think about that again. Now, that was Dan Crenshaw appearing on Fox News. You heard the question that the Homeland Security Secretary says we don't have a crisis and not a problem. And Crenshaw very directs it, lying. He's lying. He's lying right now in front of Congress as he's testifying. I know he's under oath and everything else, but he's lying if he's acting like there's not a big issue going on down there. I told you yesterday they activated FEMA. He sent FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, to take care of some of the situation down there. Where do you normally see FEMA? That follows a hurricane. It follows a tornado that just is a massive tornado. It follows a fire rushing through areas of California somewhere, wiping out people and threatening people. FEMA goes in the midst of a crisis. Or, okay, let's don't use the word crisis. They go in the case of an emergency. It's in their name, Federal Emergency Management. So how can the Homeland Secretary say everything's okay? We're just working on it. And then Biden gets cover from Nancy Pelosi saying, well, he's only been in office 2 months. As I said earlier, that scares the hell out of me. That scares me. He's only been in office 2 months, and look what he's done already. I'm looking at some additional quotes here. Let me share one with you. This is from Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican of Tennessee. She said, Biden's, quote, open border policy and promises of amnesty are an invitation for illegal immigration, human smuggling, and sex trafficking operations run by transnational criminal cartels. And she said, what we're seeing is a true surge at the border. It is a crisis, and this is a crisis of the Biden administration making. When Biden basically said, our border is open, you're not going to be deported, you're not going to be turned away, People saw that as receiving an engraved invitation to come to the U.S. to get in line and try to get the benefits. Yeah, Biden did make his pledge, nobody will be deported unless they commit a felony. And crossing our border apparently is not a felony anymore. And yet many who are crossing the border are committing felonies or are guilty of felonies elsewhere, or they're committing one as they come across with a child they're going to sell into sex slavery. And then there's the other issue. Many, many want to come to this nation. Many have filed properly to enter our nation as a legal immigrant. Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
There's nothing compassionate about cutting in front of millions of people around the world who are trying to use our system legally, get a visa here, claim asylum here, because they actually have a valid claim to asylum, but instead we're allowing people of a geographical advantage to take advantage of the system and clog it up. And it's not moral. It's not fair to legal immigrants, and it's certainly not compassionate, and it must stop.
Think about that. There are legals trying to come into our country, and they're going through the right process. But they might sit there and think, say they're in, I don't know, Russia, maybe China, wherever they might be. And they, you know, I don't have to get into the United States directly. If I can get to Mexico, I can blend in and get across that way. And, of course, if you think things are going to start improving here at some point, No, they're not. Despite what the Department of Homeland Security Secretary says, and even Biden suggests, it's not going to happen. I want you to hear from former President Trump on that point when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Drinking dog whiskey, telling my lies. One leads to another on Saturday night. Don't you cross your heart unless you hope to die. Drinking dog whiskey, telling my lies.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
People are coming in by the hundreds of thousands. Young children are coming in, and they leave their homes and they come up because they think it's going to be so wonderful. And frankly, our country can't handle it. It is a crisis like we've rarely had, and certainly we've never had on the border. But it's going to get much worse.
And I agree. And of course, that is former President Trump, an interview he did with Maria Bartiromo. One of my listeners I know that is very much more, well, let me put it this way, anti-Trump, and obviously, I assume, and that's a wrong thing to do, you know, the first three letters of the word assume, but that this listener is supporting what the Biden administration is doing, sent me the statement that the Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas released today as he appeared before Congress. I'm going to read through part of it for you because the listener took the time to send it to me, and I said I would share it. And we'll take it up with our guest coming up in a moment. Here's a statement from Mayorkas, in part. He said, the situation at the southwest border is difficult. We're working around the clock to manage it. We'll continue to do so. That's our job. We're making progress. We're executing our plan. Pardon me, he said, it will take time. We will not waver in our commitment to succeed. He said, we also will not waver in our values and principles as a nation. Our goal is a safe, legal, orderly immigration system. I don't see that happening. This is not a safe, legal, orderly immigration system. It's not legal if they're coming across our border illegally. He goes on to say, our bedrock priorities keep our borders secure. You're not keeping our borders secure with this attitude. You're letting them come across. You know they're coming across. And said, we're going to address the plight of children as the law requires, enable families to be together. And went on to say, we are both a nation of laws and a nation of immigrants. That's one of our proudest traditions. Of course, we are for immigrants and immigration. But these folks are cutting in line, like you heard from Crenshaw, Congressman Crenshaw a moment ago. Is that fair to someone who is waiting for permission to come to our country? Has gone through proper paperwork and legal? Just answer that. Is it fair to them? If you say it's okay, it's still fair to them, you're misguided yourself or stupid because it's not fair to them. You think they would think it would be fair to them. Anyway, Mayorkas goes on and says, and this is interesting. He says, we are expelling most single adults and families. We're not expelling unaccompanied children. Two things there. If they're really doing it, we're not really seeing that information. It's not being shown. And if they want to prove it, won't they allow cameras to go with some of the agents, escorting them back or putting them on planes to go be sent somewhere? Why aren't they doing that? Because it probably is not happening in the numbers he wants you to believe. And yes, we're not expelling unaccompanied children, which says to a family, my child could just get across, and then I will later follow with because the child's there. I have a reason to go. He also stated, this is Mayorkas, in his statement to Congress, we are securing our border, executing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Public Health Authority. They're not doing it. They're not doing it. I just told you earlier that one congressman offered a bill that no illegal coming into our country could go forward if they have a positive test for COVID. And the Democrats defeated the bill. They don't want that bill. And we already know that even when they test positive, they're free to go ahead and roam about our country. And they're not holding them. They can tell them to go quarantine. Good luck with that. Now, again, Mayorkas says they are enforcing Title 42, which means they could, on the basis of health, not allow someone in. That's not what we've been told by other sources. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by a former member of the Department of Homeland Security. And I want to go through some of these points that Mayorkas is claiming. But he also, I really want to talk to him about the issue of child smuggling. Child smuggling. When I hear all this, that we're doing everything, we're taking care of kids, if they're coming across bringing a child because they've been told you get into the U.S. quicker and easier that way, and that is exactly what's been happening, the kids are being smuggled. Even if they stop short and they don't bring them across and send the kid across, and they'll end up in some sex ring. That story is still to come. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
When it comes to insects in the world, we are outnumbered. A University of Nebraska researcher estimates that there are 10 quintillion insects. That's a 10 with 18 zeros behind it. Now you know you need Rodler, Rodler Pest Solutions. Here's another fact. When one insect gets in your home, more will come and spread and multiply your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedroom. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Rottler, family owned and operated for three generations. If you've never used Rottler, I encourage you to start now. If you haven't used Rottler recently, do it now. This is the season when the invasion starts. And remember, we're outnumbered. Get help. Call Rottler, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER. Or check the website, Rottler.com. 877-ROTTLER, Rottler. Pest Solutions.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So the Biden administration does not want to use the word crisis. There is no crisis at the border. Well, I've got the thesaurus just like they do, and we can go through that. You want to find another word? Catastrophe, calamity, cataclysm, emergency, disaster, plight, mess. Well, they've used the word mess, saying it's Trump's mess, dilemma, quandary, on and on and on, ignoring the basic fact that's in front of them. Joining us now is a former member of the Department of Homeland Security, now with the Heritage Foundation, an expert in Homeland Security. I'm glad to have him on board with us. Mike, you there?
I'm good to be with you.
We're good.
Having a better time.
Good. Got Mike Howe. I'm glad to have you on board. I wasn't sure it was there for a moment. And I want to talk specifically about the child smuggling that's going on during this. But before I do, before you join us, I was reading some of the statement that came out from Mayorkas yesterday, because a listener sent it, and they were basically saying that we're ignoring that he's claiming that we're doing everything correctly. I'm looking at a tweet you put out on that, and you said, Mayorkas says he isn't spending any time on language used to describe situation on the border. What was this behemoth of a statement yesterday? And what about the priority of this administration to remove illegal alien language from the law? Go ahead, sir.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Mayorkas today tried deflecting on him not calling what's happening on the border correctly.
Mike, can you speak up? It's a little situation. Mike, can you speak up? It's a little muffled. Go ahead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, better now. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that. So Mayorkas today said that he's not concerned about what it's called. Well, I find that hard to believe, because the behemoth of the statement released yesterday, you guys got to understand that these things go through hundreds of layers of review and people. This is negotiated language, and the White House has a hand in it. You bet yourself that he was not allowed to say the word crisis. And so today he shows up and says, I haven't thought about it one bit, essentially. That's just not the case. And to the extent that he's thinking about language, we know it, because one of his first priorities is to remove the term illegal alien from all the laws on the books and not even allow it to be used to the Department of Homeland Security. So I'd say language is a much higher priority for the secretary than securing our borders at all.
Well, to that extent, he's insisting that we will not give up our bedrock priorities to keep our borders secure.
It's unbelievable. Never did I ever think that an American administration would be so open about the fact that they aren't even pretending to secure the borders. I mean, the look is minimal. The actions are completely indicative of an administration who sees mass illegal immigration as a political weapon, one that can be used to change states and districts of their choosing as they wish. You couple this with the voting rights elimination of all voting integrity by H.R. 1, and the math gets pretty clear. They're doing this because they think it swings elections for them, and they're doing it as fast as they can and as much as they can conceivably get away with. And so we got to draw attention to what's going on right now. It's historical crisis numbers.
Let me break down some of those points for you. This idea, of course, that one of the other things he says, that we are dealing with a CDC plan to safeguard the American public. That's not what we've been told. We've been told there was a case out of Brownsville the other day. NBC News even reported on such a case. Folks that are positive with COVID, illegals coming across, they just let them go. They find they're positive, but they can't do anything about it. Can't hold them, not holding them, and they're letting them go. Now, he's saying, according to statement, and apparently in front of Congress, no, we're exercising Title 42, so we do have the right to reject them. I don't think that's happening.
Well, certainly not the testing to which he was trying to lead Congress on. They're not getting tested once they're in the DHS facilities. It's scattershot, as you just mentioned. Over 100 tests positive in Brownsville. Rates of COVID positivity when they are tested of above 10%. The Title 42 stuff, that's justification for the public health emergency to turn everyone away. That's what the Trump administration did, because we recognize that there is no safe illegal immigration in the middle of a pandemic. Heck, there is no safe illegal immigration ever. But during a pandemic, it's even more inconceivable. But Mayorkas, Biden, and the whole group, they undid Title 42 when it comes to people under 18. And when I say that, I mean usually these people are 15 to 17-year-old working-age males going directly to work on a farm or in another place at subprime wages illegally. It's not the small children that Mayorkas will have you believe. And so they basically said, if you're under 18, you can get in. And it doesn't even matter that it doesn't apply to the adult males or singles or the family units, because the perception south of the border is you got to come because Biden's going to let you in. And ICE is shut down. So if you manage to get around CBP, around the border wall, into the country, guess what? You're home free.
Sure they are. Sure they are.
For at least 3 more years.
You're listening to Mike Howe with the Heritage Foundation, previously Department of Homeland Security, Office of the General Counsel. Let's take 2 points before I get to my main point with you, that's child smuggling. According to Mayorkas, Mayorkas in his statement, and he's telling Congress, we are expelling single adults. We're not letting single adults in. The very ones you were talking about, 16, 17, 18-year-old boys, they just opened up a center in Dallas, Texas, where they're putting 16 and 17-year-olds. Well, maybe they were part of a family. And he says, no, we are also apprehending families, and they're being expelled. Well, how the hell are they here if they're not letting single adults in? Why did they have to open up this facility in Dallas for 1,000-plus overflow that are 16, 17? And then if they're expelling families, why are families being put on buses and who knows where they're going? And to cities that have airports where they can put them on planes.
Yeah, I mean, that's how we do immigration policy. Explain to me how there's, you know, somewhere between 10 to 20-plus million illegal aliens in this country in the first place. It's because it's not what they're doing. Sure, they're turning some away. It may not even be most. But the fact is, you got about 6,000 people being apprehended by the Border Patrol a day. So it's your numbers game. You can turn away a good amount of those people, but it's about the numbers that get through, the sheer absolute numbers that end up in the country, not the percentages that you turn away. And so while it makes complete sense to turn people away, they need to do that across the board. Any amount of illegal, as long as there's a chance you can get into this country, people are going to continue to do it. It is worth the risk reward for them to try to get in.
Sure.
And get turned around. Guess what? They'll be back.
They'll try it again. And how many times have we had some expelled and show up 4 or 5 times later and send it back? Now, you're raising a point, and Congressman Crenshaw, I had quotes from him earlier, Texas Congressman Crenshaw, saying that Biden is pretty much funding the drug cartels because of the drug money coming around, and because they're also funneling people across. Now, yesterday I had a quote from another congressman. I'm drawing a blank on which one. It says he's been told the pipeline is full, that they can't put more folks on the lines at this point because so many are coming. The bottom line with that, and especially with children, for all those concerned about the children, how many are being brought in to be sold as sex objects? And child smuggling is a very, very fearful issue.
You're absolutely right. Terrific. Now, I worked at the department and I worked in Congress where we studied this issue, looked at the testimony of people who actually were trafficked. There are a lot. There's a big trend. If you're sending your daughter on one of these journeys, you not only have to pay the smuggler, you have to find a way to afford Plan B and birth control for children, as young as 10, 12 years old. That's how common it is on the journey itself. Now, once you get into the country, you got a whole other host of problems. The Trump administration knew that a lot of these kids ended up places that they should not. And so they end up with what are called sponsors. The Trump administration tried engaging in serious vetting of these sponsors. Well, guess what the Biden administration did when they came in? They ripped up that memorandum for vetting. Why did they do that? Because they think it's unfair that an illegal alien on the sponsor end has to come in any sort of purview or contact with the government because, it could kill them. And, they're illegally present, and we should do everything we can to make sure we don't offend them. Heaven forbid it results in the security of the child.
I don't understand anybody that would accept any law, any change that would make it easier for a child to be smuggled across the border and trafficked for sex rings and operations.
You're absolutely right. What the Biden administration is doing now is acting as the final step in the child trafficking, connection here. It starts after the cartels and south of the border makes its way up. Are then received by the Biden administration and then moved to their final destination. Without the Biden administration turning on the green light and saying, we'll take them if you come here and we'll get them to where you need to go, that chain is disrupted. They're knowingly engaging in policies that, frankly, to be frank with you and your audience, engage in children being raped and abused. And they're doing full well knowing it. Why are they doing it? Because they think it helps them win elections.
And that's a fearful issue in itself. But, the fact that while they were claiming that Trump was using children for political pawns and taking them away from the parents, that's happening as it is now anyway. And I want to ask again, because Mayorkas claims that we are expelling family units and we're not allowing single adults to come across. So who the hell is coming across and who are they allowing? He just named it. If you're in a family unit, we're not letting you in. If you're a single adult, we're not letting you in. Well, we know those are lies. Both of those are lies.
They are. We fact-checked this to the Heritage Foundation instantly. We saw this statement and our collective jaws dropped. And the former Secretary Chad Wolf, Ken Cuccinelli, Mark Morgan, and others took every little point that Secretary Mayorkas made and proved nearly all the major ones to be categorically false. They're not returning and expelling all single adult males or single adults or family units. We know that it's not even the case for most of them on a lot of days. And so there should be a penalty for not telling the truth to Congress.
Yeah.
And there is criminally, but it's not enforced.
Of course.
I don't know how Congress can sit up there and allow themselves to be lied to on such a grand scale. Well, you know, a matter of our national security and sovereignty and well-being.
You're absolutely right.
By an administration who's letting it happen. Where is their pride?
You're right. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much, Mike Howe, the Heritage Foundation. We'll have to do this again, sir.
Thank you very much.
You bet. And for those of you listening also, this is also going to go up as a YouTube segment at some point, again, with Mike Howe. If you're not on our YouTube channel, you can subscribe for free. You'll get it dumped into your email every day. Larry Connors USA YouTube. Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. You subscribe, and then it'll be given to you each and every day. You won't miss anything. Well, coming up, a 9-year-old who wanted to have a double mastectomy to be a boy.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, we're going to talk about it's going to be hard for some of you to listen to, but it's there, it's happening, and it is a real, for some, it's a legitimate issue in their lives, and I would not mock that. I've, you know, folks that have lives different than you shouldn't be mocking and say there's something, but if they're really struggling with identity, if they're born one biological form and they think they should be the other and they carry that through the rest of their life, I don't know what kind of issues it causes, and I'm sure it's complicated, but my concern is we're doing too much right now to push children to question, well, should I be a boy or girl, depending on if they were born a boy, and push the boy to consider, should I be a girl? I mean, they can't make a decision at that age, and yet some have. The Elliot Page is a star in X-Men and Juno. He's now in an extensive Time interview. In fact, the first transgender to be on the page of on the front cover of Time magazine. Elliot Page penned a note late December last year disclosing that he was a transgender man. If you research Elliot Page and you look at the pictures, it's pretty hard to tell if you're seeing a boy or a woman by some of the pictures. Identified in his own page, I guess, part Wikipedia, part them, I don't know, a Canadian actor and producer saying he first became known for his role in the film and TV series Pit Pony. And currently he's 34 years of age. Spouse, Emma Portner. Elliot Page becoming the first trans man to appear on Time magazine cover and discussing how he was lost in his body when he was younger. He said, basically, the truth is, despite feeling profoundly happy right now, knowing how much privilege I carry, I'm almost scared. I'm scared of the invasiveness, the hate, the jokes, the violence. The statistics are staggering. The discrimination towards trans people is rife, insidious, and cruel. He probably has properly identified some of the things that happen. But Elliot Page decided, according to this piece that appeared in Time, he said, I became a professional actor at the age of 10. Of course, I had to look a certain way. Endless red carpet events, magazine spreads, all agonizing reminders that what I saw in the mirror was not the person I saw myself to be. And then admitted that at the age of 9 that he wanted to have life-saving double mastectomy. Life-saving double mastectomy at the age of 9. Does any 9-year-old, 10, 11, 12, 20-year-old in some cases, really know enough to make such a dramatic change in their life and want it in that way. For those who are truly suffering, and I'm not going to dispute if they say they are, what are we doing to help them? And obviously, discounting them is not the thing to do, and mocking them certainly isn't the thing to do. But how many are we kind of encouraging and pushing there because we're not trying to say you're not old enough to make such a decision right now at that point? I don't see anyone, and I'm surprised that even in the LGBTQ community that some of them aren't saying, at that age of 9 years old, you're not really qualified to make that decision. And look what's happening right now. Marvel Comics, for the 80th anniversary of Captain America, has a publication, a new Captain America, that's going to appear in a limited series following the original Captain. And this one will be an LGBTQ activist, nose ring wearing gay Captain America. And they're saying that Aaron is inspired, the person that's doing this artwork for them, says, I'm inspired by heroes of the queer community, activists, leaders, everyday folks pushing for a better life. And the artist is saying, while I was drawing this new Captain America, I thought, well, Cap fights against superpower beings and saves the world almost always, but Aaron helps those who walk alone in the street with problems they face every day. I hope people like the end result. So you have a Aaron Fisher Captain coming up in a June release to coincide with Gay Pride Month. The backup writer says, Aaron stands for the oppressed and the forgotten. For an adult, reading that, making that their own decision and getting into Marvel Comics, that's one thing. But for kids who just were picking up a Marvel Comics to something about Captain America, how much of that is going to influence what they will do in the future? That's my concern, that we're just actually throwing caution and concerns out just to assimilate. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.